Enter.
You rang, sir?
Could you please fetch my medicine? It's a glass capsule bottle located in my laboratory, atop my desk in the observatory. I'd get them myself, but I'm afraid I can't seem to stand up from the pain.
Oh, they're right here on your bookshelf, sir. I noticed you left them when I was tidying up, and I took the liberty of bringing them in here. Let me get you some water, sir. What's so gosh darn funny? Here's your water, sir.
You always seem to know what I need before I do. I'm supposed to be this genius doctor and scientist, but I can't even remember to take my medicine on time.
And that's why God invented maids, sir. You ponder the big questions, and I'll be here, tending to the capsules and filling up your water glass in the meantime. Speaking of which, don't just hold them, silly. You don't get pain relief by holding the pills in your palm. They need to be swallowed. There you go, sir. Now please try and get some rest.
Make sure to have the coffee ready at dawn, my dear. And perhaps some toast and jam as well for breakfast while we're at it.
Should I make enough for Mr. Ride as well, sir?
No. That won't be necessary. He tells me you two have met recently. What are your thoughts on Edward?
He seems fine enough, sir. No complaints my way.
I read his notes. The ones taken by him when he was using you as a lab assistant the other day. I am concerned he might have been offensive to you. Or perhaps cruel in some way. How did he treat you when you were alone with him?
It should be in his notes, sir. Will that be all? May I go to bed now, please?
You're covering for him, aren't you? His notes fail to make sense to me. There are lapses in the time frame he's delivered, and I'm concerned that he has done something to you. Are you protecting him?
Please, sir. I don't want to talk further on Mr. Hyde, if it's all the same to you.
Very well. This is my last question, I promise. When was the last time you saw him?
Yesterday night, after you went to bed. He followed me, sir, watching me quietly from the corridor as I dusted and cleaned before lights out. Mr. Hyde scares me, sir, but...
But?
It's complicated. I don't speak to him, and he doesn't speak to me. He just watches me sometimes as I go about my day. He scares the other maids. They scatter like mice when he walks into a room, afraid that he might, God forbid, take a liking to one of them too.
Stay away from him, Mary. For both of our good, please avoid Edward Hyde. I don't know what I'd do if he were to harm you too.
Two? Who else is he armed?
Go to bed, Mary. We have a long day ahead of us.
Yes, sir. Good night. Doctor, are you here? I bought coffee and sandwiches. You weren't in bed when I went to wake you up, so I just assumed that you're... Oh. Hello, Mr. Hyde. I didn't expect to see you here so early.
Good morning, my little Mary. I'm afraid your tray of goodies is about to go to waste. Our good doctor is indisposed. So today it's just you and I. And as the saying goes, when the cat's away, the mice will play.
Where is he? The doctor is very unwell. He needs his medicine or the pain will start overtaking his senses again. Please, I beg you, tell me where he is.
You'd never believe me, but he's gone to Madame Haberstrom's.
Lies! What would he need at that sort of establishment?
Well, men like the good doctor and I often go to whore houses in order to buy a whore, typically. He needed to get out some of his pent-up steam, and is taking it out on a prostitute's supple little body. Nothing helps with pain quite like getting your cock sucked by a young and pretty girl.
Don't be obscene!
I mean, I don't know why he needed a whore when he has you right here. So young, so pretty, so impoverished. I wonder what I could make you do with enough shillings. The possibilities are boundless.
Let me go.
Open those pretty eyes and look at me.
No, please let me go. You're scaring me. I promise I won't tell anyone about this. Just let me go.
I can smell you, Mary Riley. I can smell how wet you are. You're trembling, sweating, and most of all, you've been covering for me to the doctor. Why didn't you tell him what I did to you? Is it because you want me as badly as I want you?
Stop touching me there.
My cock gets hard as a rock. Whenever you make that face, eyes sealed shut, head turned away, chin tucked tightly against your shoulder in stiff recoil, this is you at your most beautiful.
Please don't do this to me. You don't have to do this.
What? This? My God, every time I think I've seen you at your most perfect, you baffle me with more. Look up at me, damn you. Stop hiding your eyes.
Oh, you took pity on me once. Oh, please consider doing it again. Please, Mr. Hyde, don't ruin me. Don't do this to me.
see how hard I am? That's all for you. For you. Look at it. Open your eyes. I will not be disobeyed. Now, is that so hard? Keep your eyes open. I want you to see this.
Please, please don't hurt me.
Look at my cock. See how I'm lining it up between your legs? See it? Don't tighten your knees. There's no fighting this. Just watching like a good girl. Be my good girl and do what I say.
Don't put it inside me. Please, please don't break me, Master.
You just called me Master. Why?
Because I can't deny the hypnosis. I'm a slave to whatever you did to my mind. And I'm your slave, Master. But as your humble servant, I beg you not to rape me. Oh, don't breed me, please. I offer anything else, anything you want, except that.
But you want it, Mary. I know you want it. Why fight me so hard?
I'm a poor woman of limited means. Oh, don't send me to the workhouse with another mouth to feed, I beg you. Oh, my body wants you to take it and use it. But my heart, my poor heart, refuses to allow this. It's a fate worse than death, Master.
My cock craves a warm hole to stick in.
Oh.
What are you going to give me? If I can't have your pussy, what else is there?
I don't understand what you're asking.
If only you knew more about this subject, the good Dr. Jekyll might not have to go to the whorehouse after all.
Oh.
Get on your knees, Mary.
Oh, is this another experiment?
In a manner of speaking, yes. Do it now. My cock is about to go into your mouth.
Oh.
I'm going to test you. See how long it takes before I come all over your pretty face.
No, 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 no.
If you bite me, I will kill you. I swear to God I will murder you if I feel even just one tooth. Open wide. Wider. Oh, I want it deeper. 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 Down your throat. Little maid. All the way. Go on. Go on. Suck it. Suck. And I won't fuck you. That's what you want. Oh. 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 You're so good at this. Perhaps you're not so innocent after all, little Mary. Have you been doing this with the good doctor while nobody's looking? No. You're a good girl. It's why I can't get enough of you. You're so addictive, my dear little Mary. So deliciously corruptible. It's so good.
Please let me, sir. Please, I'm begging you. Please.
What? Should I pay you? Will paying you make you more enthusiastic? I can buy you, little whore. What if I did ruin you, huh? What if I pumped you full of cum and made you round with my seed?
No, stop!
Yes. Deeper, deeper, deeper. Fuck. Fuck. I'll tell you what would happen. You'd have no other choice than to... than to come to me. To take care of you. And then I'd fucking own you. I'd make you into my own personal little slut. Make me come, Mary. Make me come. Make me come down your throat so that I'm not tempted to pump a baby into your tight little cunt. Such a good girl. Such a good girl. When I come, don't swallow. Do you hear me? Don't swallow. Hold it in your mouth. Don't waste a single drop, bitch. Yes. 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 I'm gonna come. Fuck. 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 I'm coming. You slut. You fucking slut. Oh. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh. Hold it in. Oh. Hold it in. You're not allowed to swallow. You may not swallow. Until you make yourself come. Do it. Touch yourself. Masturbate in front of me. If you swallow or spit before you come, I'll beat the fuck out of you. Reach down and make yourself come. Here's your clit. Rub it just right, and you'll thank me afterward. Go for it. Go on, my pretty little whore. Oh. Oh, your pussy is so wet. Come for me, cunt. Come for your master. Now. Now, swallow it. Swallow my cum. What a delicious little slut you are. Because you are dirty, my love. Go to work, my little slut. I'll give you the next lesson later. That, I assure you. And keep this between us. Until then, there's always more cleaning to do, yes? Get to it. Now.
Yes, sir.
My God. No wonder you love her, Jekyll. As it seems, I'm starting to love her myself.